Dispatch, pockets of fire all around.
Dear Chief, much has happened since we last spoke. Welcome to Dear Chief Podcast, where your hosts and their guests share the 411 of being married to the people who respond to 911s. Take a peek into fire family life and get unabashed advice on how to prevent forest fires in your marriage. Now, here's your hosts, two seasoned fire wives, Audra and Chelsea.
Okay, welcome back to Dear Chiefs, everybody. Today, we will jump right in because we have Kristen Starling with us from a program for military veterans near and dear to our hearts, the Songwriting with Soldiers program. Songwriting with Soldiers holds weekend retreats across the U.S. for veterans from all conflicts. Since 2012, they've connected with hundreds of veterans and military families, creating a safe and inspiring environment to share their experiences and write songs with professional songwriters. These songs have been recorded and streamed across the internet, reaching and connecting more veterans and raising civilian awareness of the military's community's challenges.
So I have to say, I am so excited that you're here today, Kristen. I had the very high honor of hearing Danny Merrick at a small campfire sing-along here locally in Mendocino. And with permission, he was able to share one of the songs that a veteran had written through the program. And I don't think that there was a dry eye left around that campfire. It was so impactful. My husband at the time was working for Cal Fire, and he was like, oh my God, this could be so good for the people that I work with. And Danny was just amazing. He talked to my husband for probably a good 20 minutes after the little get together around the campfire and told us all about the program and his experience. So I immediately was like, we have got to get somebody to come on to Dear Chiefs and talk about this. So that is why you are here today. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks so much. I'm really excited to be here. I did a little research before I was getting ready to talk to you, and it's amazing what you're doing. And I love the approach that you take as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
We'd love to hear that.
Kristen Starling has a career spanning more than 30 years across the world of entertainment, arts, and culture, as well as nonprofit grant making and advancement. In the fall of 2017, Kristen's experience combining music and service brought her to Songwriting with Soldiers. This nonprofit organization uses collaborative songwriting to positively transform the lives of veterans and their families. Grounded in the belief that veterans and their families carry experience they need to share and that the world needs to hear, Songwriting with Soldiers uses songwriting to catalyze change to expand creativity, connections, and strengths. As executive director, her leadership has been key to transforming from a founder-led organization to a sustainable nationwide organization that has offered thousands of veterans and their families creative tools to find hope in the face of challenges, bringing military and civilians' lives and communities.
That was a mouthful. All right, Kristen, let's get into it. First of all, just tell us how you made your way into the world of music.
So I think my first role in nonprofit was working for an NPR station that had a really strong music program and doing a radio fun drive. And that led to me working at the Grammy Foundation, which at the time was the Music Cares and the Grammy Foundation. And I worked in fundraising and also in grant making for projects that funded music preservation and also music research. And music research is the area that kind of took my track down the road of being interested in how music can impact humanity and how we can use music to connect more deeply with each other. So that then led to, actually, I worked at the Nashville Opera for a period of time, not the Opry, but the opera. And that was amazing as well, just because that's a whole new way of hearing music, at least it was for me. And then the science came back around again, and I was connected to Songwriting with Soldiers through a music research symposium. And one thing led to the next thing, and I met the founders, and they were looking for an executive director to join the organization and kind of professionalize it. At that point, it was two founders running it, the board. So here I am, seven years later.
How long has Songwriting with Soldiers been a nonprofit?
since 2012. We're in year 12, I guess.
Okay. Tell us more about the program for Songwriting with Soldiers.
So the program was developed by a professional songwriter and a woman who was an educator and an expert in a coach and an expert in positive psychology. And they knew each other actually from high school and then reconnected many years later when the songwriter was doing some collaborative songwriting with veterans. And she was writing about creativity and also exploring doing creativity retreats. And they reconnected and she asked if she could come and watch one of the sessions. And in that moment, after that session, the idea was born because it was so powerful that she was like, I can build a program around this. We can do something more with this. And the songwriter said, you know, and I can get more songwriters. So that's what they did. Here we are today.
So tell us, how do you work with the veterans?
So we work with veterans, also active military, spouses, Gold Star families. So it's not just veterans. We have a pretty broad group that we work with related to the veteran space. And we hold 3-day weekend retreats. And these retreats, the center of them are the collaborative songwriting sessions that the veterans or participants write one-on-one with a professional songwriter. And that weekend is surrounded by other creativity workshops, wellness practices, mindfulness practices, time in nature, and just really time to connect, sit around the table, have a good meal, meet some people, tell your story. And the storytelling kind of comes out after the songwriting session. We have a concert on the second night. So on Friday, we gather, everyone meets. And then Friday night, we have a short concert with the songwriters. And then on Saturday, everyone writes. So we kind of split them into two groups, and one writes in the morning and one writes in the afternoon. And when they're not doing that, they're doing the wellness practices and the creativity workshops. And then that evening, we all get together after dinner and we listen to the 8 songs that were written that day, which is a lot of songs to write in one day. But it's that moment really when everyone hears each other's songs and you have a couple different things that happen there. So you have the participant hearing their song, hearing their story sung back to them. You have peers witnessing what's happening and oftentimes saying, I could have written that song. You have civilians in the room that are witnessing and accepting, and there's no judgment. And it's just this moment of everything kind of gelling, and there's this beautiful moment of it's kind of transcendent in a way, where everyone's story is told. And through music, you can say things that you can't say maybe with just words. And the participants have spent 3 hours with the songwriters, and the song is only 3 minutes long, right? So all of that is condensed into this song, and it becomes this really wonderful experience through music where the emotions come out through the song. And even though everyone's story is incredibly unique to them, the emotion that comes with it, people can relate to from their own experience. So that's a really powerful moment. The next day, we do some strengths workshops, and they write another song, a group song, and then we have another final concert. And that's the end of the weekend. We do a nice closing circle and ceremony. And then we stay in touch afterwards. We have a photographer at the retreat. We have an audio engineer at the retreat. And we send the participants a book that's like a memory book of all the songs that were written, photographs from the retreat, all the songs recorded professionally. And that gives them kind of something that after the retreat, they can share it with their families. It gives them something to kind of look back on again. And it also gives us an opportunity to reach out to them again and bring them into our community. So we, you know, continue to have people involved in our community, and we do concerts, and we invite some of the participants to come back and do peer support. So it's just really about building a community afterwards as well.
And did you say where you hold the retreats? I don't think I heard that. Is it all over?
We've held them in Tennessee, Texas. We hold retreats in New York. We hold some partnership retreats with Boulder Crest Foundation, who also does a Warrior Path program in Virginia and Arizona. And the Warrior Path program is a separate program that's run where we do just one module of that program, of that 7-day program. And that program is actually open to first responders, the Warrior Path program. Where there's maybe some crossover is, you know, the songs that we have. We have more than 600 songs on our website, and they're written by spouses, and they're written by couples, and they're written by active duty, and they're written by veterans, and they're written by Gold Star. And there's a lot of experiences, I think, that would cross over, and a lot of themes that would cross over with firefighters and first responders. So it would be great if you all wanted to share, you know, a link to our song page. Yeah, you can search by theme, and you can search by group. So you could search for songs written by spouses. You could search for songs written by couples.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah, and we'll also put the Warrior Path information in the show notes.
So just give us a quick elevator pitch of why someone would want to consider the program.
Well, I think that one of the things that differentiates us is that we're really neutral ground. You know, we're not military based, we're not religious, we're not therapy, and we're not political in any way, shape, or form. So we really are neutral ground. It's a non-judgmental environment. You don't have to come in as a creative. You don't have to come in knowing how to sing or write music. Actually, it's better if you don't, because that way you're just telling your story. So it's really kind of in the sense of a low barrier to entry, I guess I would say, is that we kind of meet people where they are. We're not expecting a specific outcome. You know, we hope that the outcome is transformative, and we hope that sharing the story takes people to a new level or helps them in whatever way they need to be helped. So I think that that's one of the things that would make somebody feel comfortable and safe about thinking about the program. I think the fact that we use, again, we're not therapy based, it's therapeutic for sure, but we're not looking to say, here, we're going to do this intervention and you're going to have to say this or do this. It's really about, you know, building the community and really authentic connection and setting up an environment for that. Plus, I think music is something everyone can get behind.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm going to need to look up some of these songs now because I'm fascinated.
I have to say, I when I looked at your website, there were two things, each of you in your kind of bios about why you're here. You each said something that really aligned with kind of what we also believe. And, you know, one of them was, so Chelsea, you said, you know, the stories of others are meant to be told because someone out there needs to know they're not the only person in the world with struggles. And we always tell our participants that somebody needs to hear your song, which is why we share the songs. And I think that you never know who that is. It could be somebody that we never know heard the song, or it could be that you need to share it with your family member or a coworker or a friend. We had an instance where a woman found our website, and she wrote us an email or put a post on Facebook and said she was the mother of two boys who served, and one came back, you know, determined to kind of fight the battle. And the other one came back and was a completely different man. And she said she quickly learned not to ask questions. And as somebody who was, you know, had military all through her family, she said listening to the songs helped her understand a little bit more of what their experience was. And that even though she can't change what happened, at least she can have a little bit better understanding. And that was like amazing to hear something like that. So I do really believe that somebody needs to hear your story. And if it can happen through the songs, I think that's super valuable. And then Audrey, you had a little note too that said, you know, if we aren't learning, we aren't growing. And I feel like, you know, that's the creative process is, you know, you're looking to try something new. You're looking to look for a new possibility. And when we get hopeless and when we get isolated, possibility is one of the things that kind of goes away. We're not looking for alternatives. They're not coming to us. We've got this kind of single-minded approach. So I feel like there's a connection there between creativity and looking for possibility and opening up your world to hope. And that, I mean, music is just it affects all parts of the brains. We know this all parts of the brain through science. We know this. And it's one of those things that just unites people and connects people.
I love that. And I think you are probably the first person to ever research our website before you came on the show. So that makes my heart so happy. But I mean, I think you nailed it. I think that are one of the things about Chelsea and I is our love for Taylor Swift. I know everybody's tired of us talking about Taylor Swift, but it's the connection between music is so vital. I don't think people not everybody, but a lot of people don't understand that it just creates such a huge connection for people. And it's just so cool. So I'm going to now stalk your website and go find all the music to listen to because I'm totally intrigued. And this is really cool. It's so fun. Chelsea got to see it in person.
I've seen it twice.
Yeah. What was your experience? Was it just a private?
So Danny and I can never remember the other guy's name, and that's terrible because I love them both dearly. Danny and a friend of his come to Mendocino. They've come twice, once last year and the year before, and they do a campfire sing-along for two nights at Mendocino Grove. And we just happen to live here, and Mendocino Grove opens all of their campfire singing and campfire talks and things open to locals, so we can just go and sit around the campfire with all these people and sing and have fun. Sometimes it's a local band, sometimes it's something like Danny and his friend. And so I've gotten to be with them twice. Liz Hewitt was there last year, which was really cool. I had just gone to Taylor Swift's Eras tour, and then Liz Hewitt shows up, not even like 3 weeks later at a campfire singing along. And it was awesome. That's kind of how it happened. It was totally by chance. I didn't even know who Danny Merrick was until this campfire sing along. My husband's a huge, country fan. And so when I saw who he was and kind of read who he had written for, I was like, oh, we've got to go. Like, we got to go do this. And it was the most fun we'd had in such a long time after shortly after the pandemic ended, and we were all able to gather together again. And it was really cool. And that was the first time we heard about the program. And I don't know if my husband didn't clue into it the first time around, but then the second time, I think Danny didn't share a song the first time. And then the second time when he sang a song, it was like, okay, this is cool. And we need to find out everything we can about this program. So that's kind of how that happened.
That's great. That's great. That's a perfect example, right? Somebody needed to hear that song, and now you're sharing that. And we don't always know from people, but we don't always know, and that's okay.
Yeah, and I don't think Danny had any idea the questions he was going to get after he sang that song. He had no clue how impactful that was going to be. And it was really refreshing to get to talk to him and on a more personal level. You know, I think we view these professional songwriters and celebrities as gods, almost the untouchables, unreachable people. And then when you get to sit down and talk to them as human beings, it's a completely eye-opening experience. Like, all of that fame and fortune comes off, and they're just a human with the same human experiences that we live, the same ups and downs that we have, and the only thing connecting us is the music, right? In that moment. So it was really cool.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Kristen, any final thoughts before we put you on the hot seat?
Oh, you're still putting me on the hot seat?
Yeah. That wasn't the hot seat.
It wasn't the hot seat?
I'm here to the show.
I think you guys have already. Oh, gosh. Hot seat. Okay.
Okay. So this is the part of the show where it gets a little fun. We put you on the hot seat. For those of you that don't know what that is that are listening, and probably for Kristen's edification as well, the hot seat is a series of fun and mostly random rapid fire questions that we ask our guests in order to get to know them better on a personal level.
Oh, no.
So just take it as it's fun and answer any way you want. Okay, here we go. First question. Favorite Easter candy or tradition?
Oh, the little eggs with the marshmallow and the chocolate on the outside. Marshmallow eggs.
Is that like the Kinder eggs? I don't know what a Kinder egg is.
No, it's just, they're just, it's just a, like, it looks like a half of an egg, and it's a marshmallow dipped in chocolate. Peeps, anything with marshmallows. I mean,
what are two adjectives that you would use to describe yourself?
Oh, curious and creative.
I would say that those are the perfect answers for you. We don't think we've ever had anybody so curious about our website before, so we're very flattered. Okay, this one's a little bit more intense. If you were to host a dinner party and could invite three people, dead or alive, who would you invite?
Oh, you know, that's always a hard one. Three people, dead or alive. I've been asked this a bunch of times, and every time I answer something different. I mean, just for you guys, I feel like I should say Taylor Swift.
Yes. And everybody's not inviting Taylor Swift to a dinner party at this point. I don't even know. Like,
yeah, agree. 100%. We love Kristen's our favorite now, everyone. Okay. Yes.
Perfect answer. Again, what is something you would tell your 15-year-old self?
Oh, wow. I guess just keep having fun. Remember, yeah, even as you get older, keep having fun.
And last question, are there any books or movies you would recommend for our listeners?
Oh, yeah, there's a really great book. If you're interested in kind of like music and the science of music, but it's a really fun read. It's called This Is What It Sounds Like, What the Music You Love Says About You. And it was written by Susan Rogers, who was a audio engineer at one point for Prince and then became a neuroscientist. And she just wrote this really amazing book. So I recommend that for sure. And then on a personal note, I love monarch butterflies. And there's a documentary-ish thing called The Flight of the Butterflies that talks about monarch butterflies and how they discovered that they went to Mexico. And it's all about citizen science and how everyone, literally, it took a whole country and Boy Scouts and everyone to figure that out and 30 years or something like that.
Okay, so random. Have you ever been to the Monarch Sanctuary in Pismo Beach?
No, I keep wanting to go. Every time I'm in California, I'm not there at the right time. I used to live in LA.
Okay.
Back then, I didn't know about it because it took me to move back to the Midwest, actually, to get connected back to that. But I want to go.
We try to go. I think we've been 2 or 3 times out. We try to go when we go down there, but I think it's October is the peak month. I can't remember, but it's the most incredible thing on earth. It's just so amazing to watch those little butterflies. It's so cool.
Ooh.
That's so cool. Okay, I'm gonna have to pick up this book now too.
Oh, that's a little documentary. It's on Netflix. Just Flight of the Butterflies. It's really fun to watch.
Oh, it's a documentary. Oh,
it's a like a reenactment. You know what I mean? It's not really a documentary. It's like people playing the roles of the people, but it's based on a true story. It's definitely a documentary-ish.
Oh my gosh, how fun. Okay, I'll have to check it out. All right, Kristen, thank you for sharing your story with us today. If you want to learn more about Songwriting with Soldiers, you can find them at songwritingwithsoldiers.org and on socials by searching Songwriting with Soldiers.
As always, we'd like to thank you for sitting with us today. If you like the show and want to keep hearing more, please consider leaving a positive review wherever you stream our episodes and share with a friend. Thanks for listening. And thank you so much, Kristen. This was so good.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure to meet both of you. And thank you for everything you do as spouses who support our first.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Find us on social media at Dear Chiefs Podcast and online at DearChiefs.com. Tune in weekly for the 25,000-foot view of loving a first responder. Audra and Chelsea, over and out.